From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of snow, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. This week we have a special episode talking about the newly released Club Trillion Ale. So, it'll be released
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So not only do we have Mark and Walt, as always. Hello, guys.
Hello.
What's up?
We have Mark Titus of the Club Trillion fame here live in the Kickstarter room.
It's true. I'm here. It's good to be here. Every time I come here, you guys give me beer, and that keeps me coming back. I'll be honest. I like you guys. I like the beer more. I hope you're not offended by that.
Most people probably say that. Yeah, it's not the first time we've heard that.
I can see this.
I mean, we make it really easy. We were joking earlier today. We had a meeting with some folks at 11 a.m. They were very disappointed because they couldn't get beer. Most of our meetings, bankers, lawyers, whoever it is, it's 4 o'clock. Oh, yeah, we're good guys. Yeah, let's have it at the brewery.
Yeah.
Have it at our place. We got beer. So thanks for being down here. It's exciting for us as we followed along through the years, and it was awesome to make this connection. So we're real excited to have
it. It works out well that you guys were the ones that approached me about doing this, because you were the first ones to mention and even put it on my radar that this was the 10-year anniversary of me starting my blog. And the very first thought I had was like, man, I need a drink. Like, I'm older than I thought. And so I was already here, and we just had a beer. So it works out perfectly that a brewery did this, because I do not feel like I've been doing this for 10 years. I do not feel like I've been trying to make crappy jokes on the internet for 10 years, but it's true. I double checked the timeline. It has been 10 years, and I feel very old, but that's okay.
Yeah, when Adam brought it up to me, it was, hey, I bet Club Trill is going to be 10 years old one of these years. We should look and see what year it is. And I was like, oh, God, it's this year. So it made us feel old, too, in a certain way.
Yeah, you guys are getting old, all of you.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Just
time.
We're approaching all of us over on this side of the table.
That's right.
We're not young bucks like you, Mark Richards.
Father Time.
Oh, sure.
Coming your way.
So yeah, when we got together, we talked about let's make a beer to honor this. What's the 10th anniversary name?
I don't know. Decade.
A decade. Yes, decade. Yeah, it's not as cool as some of the other ones. So yeah, a decade old. Wow, that's pretty bad.
I know what you meant, like centennial, or is it like? Is it tentennial?
Is there another one? Yeah. Are we just in?
Is there another word to say decade?
Yeah,
that's all right.
We'll fact check that later on. So, but we talked about what kind of beer, that you'd want to represent.
Yeah,
that brand came up with a beer that everyone's going to really like.
My favorite non-Land Grant beer. we'll preface it with that. In the world is the Alaskan Amber Ale. I took a trip to Alaska for 2 weeks, kind of on a whim-ish. I through growing up playing basketball, I visited a lot of states, and then I popped my head up when I was about 25, and I was counting them up, and I'd been to like 47 states. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. I might as well try to go after 50. One of them was obviously Alaska. Not a lot of basketball tournaments in Alaska. So I was like, I'm just going to go to Alaska, see whatever Alaska has to offer. And beautiful state. Love my time there. Drank a lot of Alaskan Amber Ale. Brought that back with me. Just the bug for that, and drank a ton of it. And that's become a beer. And then it spilled over everything. So then I started drinking all the Amber Ales in the world. And that's how we arrived at this, is that Amber Ale has become my favorite.
Did you meet Trajan Langdon, the Alaskan assassin?
Carlos Boozer, I think, is from up there, too. Yeah.
They're just there at the airport just all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just shooting threes there. In the airport.
So
tragic Langdon, as us Cavaliers fans had.
That's right. He did play for the Cavs. That's right. Yeah. Boozer did too. Carlos Boozer. Yeah.
Yeah.
They played for Duke.
Boozer broke everyone's hearts.
That's the pipeline. That's the real Alaskan pipeline. Is Duke
Alaska, Cleveland. Yeah.
So yeah, we came up with this amber ale. The four kind of words we would describe this are bready, toasty, caramel, and balanced. It's a very easy drinking beer.
Yeah.
So taco and chili. Any suggestions on the taco pairing?
Yeah. So we weekly give out taco and chili recommendations to go with the beer. Do you have any taco or chili go-tos?
I don't. I eat whatever taco and chili is put in front of me. I would say I'm not big into either one of those, but I would eat anything put in front of me. Right. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, I would never make tacos or chili on my own, but if I'm somewhere and you put tacos and chili in front of me, I'm going to eat all of it. So I have no favorites. I have no preferences. I don't even really know what it is in front of me half the time, especially with the chili. I don't even know what's in this. Let's just go get it. So I don't have, that's a long-winded way of saying my palate sucks when it comes to taco and chili. I just kind of, it's just food.
Do you not have an instant pot at home to make a chili pretty easily?
I guess I do, I'm just lazy. Yeah, it's just easier to.
So I guess the recommendation is go over to your friend's house and whatever taco or chili they have.
Yeah, that's it.
You bring a six pack.
Listen, the Club Trillion brand, if we exalt any ideal, it's laziness, right? So I want to carry that over into this segment and just say, let someone else do the work, and then you step in the final minute and get all the glory. That's the Club Trillion way. So do that with your chili and your tacos as well. That's my recommendation.
So it sounds like this week it's a served taco and a served chili.
Yes. There you go. That's my favorite flavor for sure.
You would have fit right in last week for the chili cook-off we had here with the deep search.
Yeah.
I did the I went to the chili cook-off in Dublin. I don't know if it's famous. It was told someone in Dublin told me it was famous, and I was like, "Well, you're from Dublin, so you think everything in Dublin is like the biggest deal in the world." And I had one of the judging cards, and you vote on all your favorite chili. I think I just put like 10s on all of them. I was like, every single time, I was like, this is great chili. I like this one. And I go to the next one, I'm like, pretty good chili, guys. And
Everyone nailed it.
I was a horrible judge. Yeah.
I see the recurring theme, all served chilies.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So
with that, well, talk about a couple events that we got. I think we got a big one coming up next week.
Yeah, I'll run through them. We've mentioned it the past couple weeks. This is a movie. Is our Crazy Tough Trivia Challenge. That is coming back as a weekly Tuesday event in February. So a couple weeks out, but put it on your calendar. Join us every Tuesday for some really difficult movie trivia hosted by our good friend Travis Hosher. And then, the big event coming up for us is just this upcoming Tuesday, the 29th. Ohio State Buckeyes are playing Michigan Wolverines up in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Michigan had to go ahead and spoil that and not be the number one team by...
I know, it would have been great.
Yeah, Ohio State also has been actively spoiling it, but that's...
2 weeks ago, this was going to be an awesome game.
We're talking top 25,
Big Ten tilt. And then alongside that, we are also going to be launching this beer that we're talking about today. Mark's going to be back here in the tap room. He should be around here around 7 or so, and then the game's at 9.
Not just Mark Richards, but Mark Titus.
He's here all the time, but yeah, Mark Titus, the man himself, will be here, and Homage will be here. They're doing a little pop-up. You can get the Homage, the classic Club Trill tee, and they also did a limited edition long-sleeve shirt that will be here as well. So then I'm sure they're bringing a bunch of other stuff, too. So you can come here, you can drink the Club Trillion beer, you can get the Club Trillion shirt, you can meet Mark, you can watch the Buckeyes, drink beer, have fun. It should be a great event. Game's at 9, Mark will be here around 7. The event officially starts at 6. I think Homage will be set up and ready to roll at 6 or so. So come down and spend some time with us and drink some beer, root on the Buckeyes.
Sounds good.
What do you know about amber ales, Mark Richards?
I'll tell you, I've heard that Alaskan Amber Ale is a fine one, but I think this Club Trillion's pretty tasty.
I like this one, Mark. I like this one more.
Yeah, that's right true. On.
Yeah, this is the first glass I've ever had of it. I have a new favorite. Yeah, for sure.
Have we ever done it? I don't think we've ever brewed an Amber Ale. It's the first Amber Ale.
Yeah.
I would say you're correct, sir.
Yeah. The closest thing we did that alt beer, that's kind of in that area, but
it's in the vein.
Not a true Amber.
A lot less hoppy. Yeah, so, I mean, these are basically Pacific Northwest hops, kind of driven. It's got some caramel malts. Used to be a thing, throw caramel malt in a beer. And we've got two-row Munich, caramel amber, and victory malt in this. Give it that kind of amber hue, that copper tone you see there, and also some malty, bready character, caramely, you know, but not too over the top. Doesn't stick to your tongue that much. We got Green Bullet Cascade Mount Hood hops in this. Clocks in at 6.1 ABV and 30 IBU. I think it's kind of balanced with the hops. I mean, you still get the bready, malty character, but I think the hops balance it out pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's those Pacific Northwest hops, so not necessarily going to be your really tropical or any of those, so you get that nice little bit of spice and pine. So
listen, it's like me on the basketball court, if we can make this the Club Trillion beer, right? So I have hops, but I don't have too many hops, certainly. It's like the hops are there. There's no question about it. I can dunk, but let's not get too crazy with those hops. We're not going to overwhelm you.
That's a perfect description to go into the beer too.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
The hops.
Man, we should have talked about this before I read the beer.
Just enough hops to let you know they're there, but then yeah, just as soon as you're like, man, I could use more hops, that's when I'm like, nah, that's it. That's all you get. That's all you get is just that one. So
somewhere between Steph Curry falling down trying to dunk and Zion Williamson.
Yes, somewhere in the middle of that. Yeah,
we just started this episode. I don't know, Mark. How far are we in right now? 12 minutes.
We're right at 12 minutes. I think you know, we got crushability.
That's what I'm getting to. I see that I'm basically a quarter of the glass left. Mark is pretty at that point.
I'm actively drinking two beers right now.
And Walt is drinking this alongside of a Quadra Hopic, I think. So I have one question, you know, that we should answer.
I think everybody has that same question.
How crushable is it? So from a scale of 1 to 6, if you had a six pack of this in a sitting, you're watching a game, how many of these would you crush? And we crush responsibly.
We do crush responsibly.
We're not asking you to drive a car, operate heavy machinery.
You designated driver, Uber, Lyft, or you're at home crushing.
I could crush this. I could definitely crush this. This goes down very smoothly. I usually don't try to crush beer. I try to enjoy the beer, but as you said, I'm just naturally taking drinks and I'm almost done.
The beer, it just finishes real clean, finishes dry. You're looking for another sip after it. And
6.1 though, it's not the lightest beer in the world.
At 6.1, it's one of those dangerously crushable beers.
I don't know. I'd give it a five. 5 out of 6.
2 fives.
I'd go with a 5.
Mark,
the crushability. So the scale is 1 to 6.
Six pack.
Oh, because it's a six pack. Yeah. How many could I crush before I'm like, whoa? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I would say four or five. Yeah, four. I could give me a four.
Well, you guys are the pros.
You can put them down.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it calm, like Mark. I'm gonna other Mark, as we'll call me on the podcast. I'm going with a four as well. Let's call it four and a half this week.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. I could see 5 getting dangerous there after that fourth one.
Yeah.
Hopefully, when we're watching Ohio State play, you know, hopefully this game, Ohio State at Michigan, won't make me want to drink,
more celebratory.
Than
6. Yeah.
Or hopefully it will. You know, like if we win, we'll celebrate later. But I'm really worried that I'm going to be crushing them for all the wrong reasons on Tuesday. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully we're doing just fine, and I can just calmly sip the beers. We're up like 17 in Ann Arbor, which don't think.
You never know.
That's okay. It's basketball. You never know.
Beyond this beer that we're brewing here, there's some other stuff going on surrounding the 10th anniversary of Club Trillion that I'm sure you would love to talk about. One of which is a scholarship. It's in the works or is out?
It's not out. Well, I don't know. It exists. So we're starting a scholarship. It's not about me. It's about the Club Trillion brand. The idea of bench warmers getting their due finally. I have had this idea for years and years to do this, because when I was on the team at Ohio State, I actually had a scholarship for 2 years. That scholarship was taken away from me through no fault of my own. I'm not like upset about it, because I was a walk-on. I didn't expect to get a scholarship. Mm-hmm. I was very happy to get the scholarship I did. But we lost 2 scholarships because of our academic situation for the team. The NCAA took 2 away. Mm-hmm. They took my – so when it came time to take the scholarships away, I was the one they took away, because I was the worst player. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, I don't really think I deserve a scholarship per se, but it is kind of weird that it's an academic punishment and you're taking a scholarship away from the guy with the best GPA on the team. Yeah. This is
it's hard kind to go of, backwards, too.
This yeah. is kind of strange. So that is the origin story of this thought of mine, which was like, I remember sitting in this meeting when I was told I'm losing my scholarship, and I was like, when I grow up, this will never happen again. I will solve all these, you know. I had these thoughts of like, I wish I could do something. And then I got older. I started a sports writing career. I have a little bit of a platform. And I figured, you know, you guys are doing this big thing for the 10-year anniversary. And we were talking about like money stuff. And I was like, I don't really need any money. But if I could put it towards a good cause, I guess I have the scholarship idea. And we kind of just whipped it up together. And I'm excited to see where it goes. So it's going to be the goal eventually, I don't know if we're going to get there in year one, but the goal eventually is to give out full ride scholarships to Division I basketball walk-ons all around the country. And it'll be open to guys all over the country, to any team. And we're having a voting panel of former Division I walk-ons are the guys who are going to vote on nice. Who wins. So it's a cool idea, not just because I came up with it. I just think it's something that's really cool for college basketball, because I think people go nuts for the those videos of walk-ons getting awarded scholarships, getting mm-hmm. surprised by mm-hmm. you know. I think it's a story that everybody can get behind. Is the walk-on, the guy that's busting his ass but not really getting anything in return, mm-hmm. finally getting to be a real part of the team and be a scholarship player. So that's pretty much the motivation, and I'm excited to officially award the first one next season is when we're going to do that. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome. It's kind of like when George Costanza got to give out the scholarship for the foundation.
Yes. So, that's what, so I have this reputation as like a jokester, as like a, I don't know. If you know me, you know my reputation, right? And this idea that I've started something out of the kindness of my heart and this public service that I'm trying, everyone is calling bullshit on me with this. Like every single person that I talk to about it, it has this look of like, this feels like a scam. Like, are you pulling the wool over our eyes here? What's going on?
Well, yeah, and I think it's for the guys that didn't necessarily get it, and you yeah. get to you know the struggles they went through, and.
I assure the general public this is not a scam, and I also understand that every single person that's run a scam in their life have said the exact same words, so I'm not really sure.
Well, no, this isn't the Human Fund one. This is the Van Buren
yeah, that's
Boys,
right. yeah, yeah.
Van Buren Boys yeah, scholarship. Yeah. So
I think that's awesome. All I ask is give me all of your money, and I will fly you to a remote island, an undisclosed location, and I ask for you to give me all your money and your loyalty, and that's it. That's
your free loyalty. Are you willing to hand it over to the last guy on the bench?
Yeah, are you working with Ja Rule
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, we're working with Ja Rule.
He's good at those remote islands.
We'll have a lot of celebrities parties. On this island. Yes. Not a scam, promise you.
No, I think it's a fantastic idea for especially being part of it with the beer. Going back, I know Walt and I weren't the most athletic, weren't the most
I don't know. I used to be able to dunk.
Yeah. I mean, I could dunk a golf ball ago. Back in the day, but we used to run some really good game over on at the RPAC and West
nice.
Campus. So
nice.
We couldn't do the full courts. We just did the two-thirds courts.
Yeah, they had those nice like junior high-sized basketball courts that were perfect for out-of-shape people.
Yeah,
you're the guys who yell switch before the screen's even set.
Yeah,
you're
just like, yeah.
Take this first. Yeah.
Can't go all the way over there.
So,
we got a couple questions from listeners. We put it out, and we got two questions. The first was, well, I guess it's more directed at us, but and we've been getting these emails since we announced this. Is I live in X. Can you ship the Club Trail beer to me? Mm. And the answer is. No, we cannot.
It's actually a federal crime to ship via the Ooh. Post office.
Ooh, really? I didn't know
it,
this.
It is illegal to ship beer. Wine is a much better lobby than us. They figured it out with these
Classier.
Wine clubs and all these
it's
different
rich people.
Things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with beer, they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's someone's running something. So
The poors, that's what the government said. The poors drink the beer.
You can't do it. So
to hell with them.
Even when we like have to ship beer for competitions like Great American Beer Festival and stuff, that is not technically legal. It's against
wild.
The terms of service with FedEx and UPS.
Yeah.
But
we're shipping.
I thought the government samples. Was shut down. Aren't there no rules right now? But, can't we?
Right now.
We can try it.
Just do it.
Yeah. It's a good philosophy.
But then the beer also weighs. It's pretty heavy for the for what it is. There's something about
very heavy.
Density and all that.
Yeah, if you're ordering more than like 1 6-pack of beer, it would probably be cheaper to book your own flight to Columbus and come have the full experience and take some beer home with you than to.
Yeah, it's about $20 a 6-pack just to ship. It's not worth
it. Yeah, no.
Yikes. It's good though. I think this is a good thing for the beer. I think exclusivity is great for us. I think getting people. Feeling like they're really, really missing out is a good thing. That's what I've learned from. I graduated from Ohio State with a marketing degree. I never ever use it. So when these moments pop up like this, where I can flex my marketing degree,
yeah, supply and demand,
and throw some terms around that I learned, it's great. So I think this is actually a positive. I think people, yeah, if you could just ship it to everybody, you want to keep the people wanting. That's my. Philosophy on this.
Yeah, and we're not Amazon. We don't have the infrastructure to be shipping beer to everybody in the world. And then we got a really, really good question from a Colin McNamara for you, Mark. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one stat to break up a trillion, which is the best stat you can get, what would that stat be?
Oh, man. That is a great question. The first thing that comes to mind is a dunk. I mean, like if you have a breakaway dunk and you ruin your trillion by dunking... That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be scoring because like nothing else. I had one alley-oop assist in my career at Ohio State. I was on a fast break. David Leidy was running down the other side. The whole place was yelling shoot, and I stopped to get ready to shoot. And at the last second, I got nervous and just kind of threw it up to the rim. And thankfully, David Leidy is an athletic freak and just jumped up and caught it and dunked it. And it made me look like I was.
You planned it out.
Like I was
time.
Steve Nash, like, yeah, just dropping dimes. That was a pretty cool feeling. So, yeah. If you throw an alley-oop to get an assist, I would say that. But it's got to be scoring. It's got to be scoring in some way, like hitting a three or dunking. Because the rest of them are kind of lame. Like, if you get a rebound, I don't know.
That's not worth it.
A steal's not.
What about, like, a technical foul?
Tech would be awesome. Yeah, I guess that would be the one. Would be like who was it? Who
but
was
I guess
it? One of these games?
You're probably never going back
enforcer, in the game. Like old 90s NBA.
Who was the guy that I just saw 80s. In the NBA? I just saw this on Twitter. A guy that got a tech without playing in a game. He was just like jawing on the bench.
Yeah,
and got teed up. And
so that's.
That's actually a trillion,
like
though, because he didn't play. He had 0 minutes
played. Well, it's
played
like sort of a trillion, but it's not the, you know, because the minutes
maybe a
is
thousand.
First.
Yeah,
that's like a
thousand.
Weird
you got a thousand.
That's yeah. rare.
Tech would be awesome if you, yeah, or I don't, or a foul, like, I don't know. Like Zion Williamson's going to dunk on you and you block his shot, but you hit, or yeah, that would be a good one, a block shot. Like if you block Zion Williamson's shot. Yeah. That'd be awesome. He's going to yam on you, and you just jump up there. And
it's got to be someone like that, though. It can't be like you blocked Aaron Kraft's layup something. That's not as exciting. Yeah.
It'd be kind of tough, though.
My final answer is dunk, though. I mean, that's kind of specific, but that's definitely the one.
That'd send the house
down. I had one opportunity to get a dunk, and I'll never forgive Danny Peters, my teammate, who is now an assistant coach at Arizona. I was playing defense. This is the Big Ten Tournament Championship game in 07 in the United Center. We're playing Wisconsin. They're ranked second in the country. We're number one. It's the third time we're playing them. It's the grudge match. We're blowing them out. I get in the game. I'm so excited. Because the balls were really grippy in the Big Ten Tournament. A lot of grip on these balls. They got the good balls. Really grippy balls. So I'm playing defense. Guy drives by me, obviously. And I turn and do the poke from behind move. And I take off running. I poke the ball and take off running. The ball ends up in Danny Peters' lap. All he has to do is throw it up to me, and I'm taking two dribbles, sticking that thing to my hand, dunking it, and the crowd's going to go nuts. We're going to win the Big Ten. It would have catapulted us to a national title, no doubt in my mind. And Danny holds on to the ball, and then we didn't win the national title. So I'm not blaming Danny for that. I'm just saying.
Sounds
pass
like.
The damn ball, Danny.
Yeah,
that sounds like that would have changed the course of the season.
It would have changed the course of history. It would have changed the course of
a little bit of momentum.
I wouldn't even be, you know, like if we would have won the national title, I would be too big to be talking to you guys right now, honestly.
Well,
like
true.
I would be I would just be walking around wearing a national title ring, just having people kiss it and oh well. But we're here.
This is the same season as the Final Four, and that was this the same year as the Final Four?
Yeah, in 07. Yeah. We lost to Florida.
Probably not as well as you.
Our team was 4 for 23 from the 3-point line, and Yeah.
And I actually watched that game with Colin McNamara, who sent the question in.
Yeah.
So oh, look at nice. That. There
close,
we go.
Close
there
the loop go. Right
in
there.
In Chicago.
There
I was there, too.
In Chicago. So.
Yeah. Fuck Florida, man.
That was a bad year. That was a bad year. It was a bad year for Ohio
for
State.
For Ohio and Florida
and
relations.
Florida yeah. sports mm-hmm. Relations. Yeah. But great game against Georgetown.
We did beat Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not fair. Florida. That Florida team wasn't fair. They brought back, like, if you win the national title, one of your starters has to go pro.
Yeah.
That's unfair. That should be a rule. That when I'm the commissioner in the NCAA, I'm gonna the president. I guess they don't have commissioners.
Someone can't
break up the team.
Yeah. I'm like that's a mandated rule. If you win a national title, someone has to go. You sort it amongst yourselves. You figure out which one of you five wants to go. But my God, you can't bring the whole team back. That's stupid.
Yeah, you got Al Horford, who's still in the league,
mm-hmm.
doing what he's doing.
Joakim Noah is still technically in the league.
Technically,
is he?
Corey Brewer, I think, still in the league.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But, yeah, at least one of those guys had to have gone. They couldn't have come back.
It's stupid. It's not fair. It's just not fair. And
well, I'm glad to see none of us are holding a grudge in this situation. Yeah, so we got anything else?
So what's your favorite college town when you're going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my favorite college town. So I heard great things about Madison, Wisconsin when I was playing all through. Everyone just always talked about Madison, but every time we go there, it would be like this time of year, and yeah. Madison was the worst place on earth this time of year. Same with Minneapolis.
As someone who lived in Madison for 10 months, yeah. I would second.
But
that.
I did visit Madison the summer, and I was like, okay, now I get it. Now this is pretty sweet. So I really like Madison. I grew up in Indiana, and I grew up an IU fan. So like Bloomington has a mm-hmm. special place in my heart. But
as Chris, our lead brewer, just walked by with his Purdue Boilermaker hat. He graduated from Purdue.
I'm assuming we're not including Columbus in this, right?
Like, oh no, yeah, can't.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, my mind goes when I hear college town. My mind always will go to Big Ten schools. Mm-hmm. That's just how I was raised. That's how I believe. Like, even when I think of college, I think of Big Ten schools, and then like
so Happy
every
Valley,
other college is something else.
Happy Valley
is the worst.
Yeah, okay.
Single
we're,
worst.
We're on the same page.
Happy Valley is the only place. Like, I swear to God, every single time I went to Happy Valley, there was a plane delay. Like, the weather
it's
is
the hardest place to get to.
It's impossible to get to. Every plane is delayed. Like, we stay there for three. You go to play one game, and you're there for like four nights because you can't get out. There's one hotel in the whole place. It is wild. I don't know how they did. Like.
How they convinced the fact that many people to go to school there.
And they packed the stadium. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. But Penn State was a kind of cool school. I liked their campus all right. It's just there's nothing else there. It's crazy.
Are you when you're on the team and you're traveling for a road game, do you get to get out in the town much at all?
I did my senior year because I just kind of, I was just like that point in my life where I was just
you're not
like,
playing too much.
Yeah, I got senior. I kind of figured out the deal. After 3.5 years, I was like, all right, so I'm probably not going to be playing in these games.
not getting the
in fact,
to start,
I remember like we played my, I think it was my senior year. We played in Madison Square Garden. It might have been the year before. I don't remember. I get my years mixed up. But one of the years we're playing in Madison Square Garden, we're staying in Times Square and we have a 10 p.m. curfew. And I was out till like 12:30, 1, something like that. Like I wasn't drinking or anything. I was just out like just in Times Square as you do.
Getting pictures.
And I walked back and the managers, they have managers like sitting outside the rooms that are checking for curfew to make sure all the guys are there. And the manager waves at me. He tells the coach because that's, such a snitch. Tells the coach. And then the coaches, like one of the assistant coaches brings it up to me and he's just asking me what I was up to. And he's not even like mad. He's just asking like, did I have fun? And like, that's sweet. What you should have done is this. And then at that moment, I remember thinking like, all right, I can get away with anything. Like, they genuinely don't care. So yeah, I got out a lot.
If they're letting you roam New York City until, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right. Any questions you got for us, Mark?
Yeah. How, beer. What is it? Explain. So I did home brewing. What am I doing wrong? Diagnose my problems when I try to home brew, from home without actually seeing what I did and without actually knowing the kind of beer I made and knowing nothing other than me saying I screwed it up. What did I screw up?
What made it wrong? What about it didn't you like?
So summarize how beer.
Beer. What is it? What are we talking
did
here?
Did you add the yeast?
what is the thing that people screw up the most?
I'd say underpitching is one of the biggest things. Underpitching, as in how much yeast you add to the beer. You might add that smack pack, but you may have needed a little more yeast, and so the beer didn't fully ferment, so you might get too much sweetness. I'd say that was probably one of the biggest ones once I, in my home brewing days, started using different yeast calculators, getting more nerdy with it, figuring out the exact amount of yeast, and then creating starters. It takes time. You know, you got adds an extra day or two to make sure you're building up the yeast, but that's one. Temperature control, say that's another one.
Yeah, sanitation, that's huge. Yeah. I mean, a lot of sanitation people don't realize how clean they have to have their equipment.
Yeah,
so
that's stupid.
You get some bugs.
Listen, when I wash dishes, you just take like the same rag that's been laying in the sink for like 3 months and just run it over.
Do you use that on your brewing equipment?
No, I try to be sanitary, but this whole idea of sterilizing everything, come on. We're getting crazy here. But that's what it takes, man. That's why you guys are the pros.
And could be that. You got to keep... Walt always says you got to keep a clean kitchen.
Walt does always say that.
Listen, we said as much with the tacos and the chili that I'm best when I just let someone else prepare it and then I swoop in and consume it. So I'm going to leave it to you guys. Here's my other question. What is the next trend in craft beer? What is the thing? What is the fad that's current? What is a fad and what is a trend? And how do we know the difference? If like every single brewery is doing a a strawberry ice cream cone flavored beer.
Oh,
and that's like the hot thing. How do you guys know the difference between like, we should get in on this or like, absolutely not. That's a hard pass.
That almost leads in perfectly. We were talking about this yesterday. I think the milkshake style IPA is something that's a fad that'll go.
I don't think that'll stick around.
It's an
They're
IPA that you use milk sugar. Milk sugar is lactose, so it's not fermentable. So it adds sweetness to the beer and it,
like a creaminess.
Very creaminess. They're interesting. We made one with a brewery from Cincinnati last year that was a good beer. You'd have one though and you'd be like, that's enough of that.
It's just so sweet, it's like and all that. Yeah. Crushability, 0.75. You're not moving many beers that way.
Mm. Well, that leads to the next question is has science gone too far? When I mean, are we even making beer at this point when we're making milkshakes and we're making like ciders and
Chris the brewer is nodding in agreement with you that he just wants to make beer.
Can we
here comes Chris the brewer.
Chris on beers with the brewers.
He's got a Purdue hat on and everything.
I guess what was the question?
Has science gone too far?
I said, has brewing science gone too far? I feel like as an outsider who consumes beer, obviously, but I'm not in it like you guys are. I feel like it used to just be beer, and now we have the cider stuff. We on both ends of the spectrum, we have the milkshakes, which are like thick and supposedly manly, but they're sweet. I'm very confused by it all. Like beer used to have a certain spectrum, and that spectrum is like turned into a full blown like everything is beer now.
Here's what I would say, and that is if you have your four ingredients, yeast, water, hops, and malt, you're still a beer.
Okay.
When you add other things, and they're like lactose, you're tiptoeing the line. Some of your fruits and other things, you're tiptoeing the line. But I think as long as those are your four ingredients, and your beer has those four ingredients, so a cider, not a beer. That's where I would draw the line at. And I'm not going to say I'm a purist by any means, but there are certain beers that I will do my darndest not to brew.
Not your father's root beer is what you mean, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not your father's thing. Yeah. When my buddy was like, hey, I like this. There's this new beer I tried. You should try it out. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, it tastes just like root beer. I was like, what? What does that even mean?
We make normal root beer here, but not...
Yeah, but that's root. Yeah, that's what I mean. Beer. Like, pick a side. Like, you can't... I don't know. That's how I feel about a lot of this stuff. So I was just curious to get you guys... You guys are the pros.
Yeah, we can do some pretty cool stuff with just the four ingredients. We can get really close to some cool flavors. But yeah, not your father's root beer. I can't get close to that. Mm-hmm. I remember in college, one of my buddies was like, hey man, you want a beer? I got some beers. And it was, before we were of age, and I was like, no, I'm okay. I don't want to get busted. I did.
Yeah.
And
sir, that is illegal.
But I went over to the over to his room and they were Smirnoff Ices.
Oh my god.
But if you do look on the label, it says flavored beer.
Oh my god. Oh my lord. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's my two cents.
Chris, I like that you're saying it is not even your father's son's root beer. And the Bavarian, German, Austrian, Rahiskebut, you're on it.
Is that four ingredients? That's the Bavarian
four
thing,
ingredients.
Right?
That's the purity law. Yeah.
Yeah. You get killed for that in Germany, right? They'll kill you. That's just death penalty. You make a beer.
Maybe not this day and age.
I think
they've
relaxed it slightly.
maybe a relaxed penalty, but still can't do it.
Yeah.
You still can't
nice.
Do it.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, that's where the Germans use their engineering and figured out to make different hops that have flavors of fruits like orange and melon, so they don't have to add those in. So
they just throw in artificial stuff.
Get it
stuff.
Out of the hop. Nothing wrong with that.
Get it naturally. That's a good question. One, though, probably on the what I don't see as a fad and staying, maybe the part of beers have to be hazy. That's the fad part. Mm-hmm. But that juicy flavor profile you get from those hazy IPAs, that's something that I think is here to stay. That's a different change where we've talked about it on here that 5 years ago you wanted, if you're making an IPA, it had to be the most bitter. Like people, Palate Wrecker was a name from a brewery in San Diego. You just wanted how bitter could you make this? How intense? How extreme? There's a lot of lightning bolts and Z's in those label names.
Yeah,
and now it's how much of that flavor can you derive from the hop that's juicy and tropical fruits and pineapple and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so. Without locking you up with. Bitterness.
Yeah, definitely.
I have another question. What is the what triggers you the most with customers? I don't know how to phrase this. Like people, either there's two camps, I suppose. Like people who think they know beer and they ask you something and they're like way off and it just really frustrates you, or the people who are like come to the brewery and they try to order a beer and it just enrages you because they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And what is the thing that drives you nuts the most? We're not talking about specific people, so you don't have to, you know.
Well, this one guy, I definitely would say it's the, I know not everyone's a beer nerd like us, so I assume most people don't know anything they're talking about. It's kind of like if you're, you know, you go to France, they're gonna, if you just, you were like, where is this place? They're going to be like, this, that stupid American. Or if you try it and you're like, parlez-vous? And they're like, oh yeah, this guy doesn't know anything he's talking about. They'd rather help you out. So that's the way I kind of look at it too.
Okay.
If you're coming here and you're going to try to, you know, order a beer, you might always drink Bud Light or Miller Light, but you're here with your family for like a baby shower or something like that, and you're like, oh, I'll try an urban sombrero. It seems like I might like that.
You brought up the Bud Light, Miller Light. Would that be the answer then? Like if some guy walks in, it's some young hip girl brings her dad here because like her dad was helping her move into college or something, and then now they come by the brewery and she's getting one of your guys' beers and the dad's like, I'll do a Bud Light. And then you're like, sir, can you please get the hell out of here?
That'd be frustrating, but it's all on how you deal with it. And we tried to have a beer available for those people that they know what they like and they're quote unquote set in their ways. And, you know, Urban Sombrero or even this beer is pretty approachable. I mean, it can be frustrating if they're
I would lump those people in the same, that you're so stuck in your ways that you just won't try it.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm only going to have Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't want to try it. What, wheat? No.
Tell them to try mine. Yeah. Anytime anybody wants a beer, just be Bud Light, here, Club Trill Amber Ale. It tastes exactly like Bud Light. You'll love it. It's the exact same beer. It's the exact same. Any beer they want. Guinness? Yeah, this is Club Trill Amber Ale.
You like really the exact same. You like IPAs? Right here. Club Trill.
It says all the same.
Anything. Stout. Club Trill.
You want some water? Aquafina right here. It's the same recipe.
Yeah, just a little. We tint it. We tint just it. Just trickle the color.
Very good. Cool. Well, this was fun, guys. Thanks for having me down here to do this. Thank you for the beer. I'm excited about this. My nemesis throughout college, Evan Turner, just recently got his jersey retired. And it was very hard for me to deal with that, to watch that happen, to watch him have accolades showered all over him. And then now you guys stepped in, and I realized there are like five other guys who have their jerseys hanging in the Schottenstein Center. How many Ohio State players have their own Land-Grant beer? I believe, if my math is correct, I believe there's one.
I think only one right now. Yeah,
suck it, Evan. That's my message to him.
Hey, and to that, you're going to be able to get this beer at the game.
Oh, yes.
At Schottenstein Center.
That's so perfect.
They're bringing that in. So having your beer served at the arena,
it's fantastic.
That's probably better than just having your
bragging rights for sure.
It's a number in the rafters.
It's far more difficult.
It's something that all of us set out. Like when I was playing basketball in rural Indiana when I was 5 years old, I dreamed of this day of one day having my own beer served. Yeah.
You're like, one day college athletics will finally figure out that serving alcohol at a college event is actually not that bad.
It's not that bad.
And then we can make extra revenue for the school. And once that happens, there'll be a brewery in town that follows my career that really liked it. And then
I had this exact dream. Yeah. This was it.
And then for one game during a season 10 years after I graduate, or after I start
it's like the
an online blog.
It's like the sequel to Hoosiers.
Will be there. And
5,000 things fall in line. I have a first world problem complaint, and then we can wrap this up. I'm keeping you guys. I'm talking too much. I'm sorry. When you do your own podcast,
we have nowhere to go. Okay.
Yeah, we're sitting here having a club trill.
We clear
talking,
our schedules
man.
After 3:30 on Wednesdays.
My first world problem here is I went to the Maryland Ohio State game, and this was this past Friday. This is the last game I played. We're playing Purdue tonight. Life is so good as a former player that when you ask for tickets, they put you on the very first row in front of the student section. You're behind the scores table. Great seats, unbelievable seats. The only problem, you cannot bring alcohol down there because you're technically in the student section. And it's like, I can't complain. I feel like this is a complaint that I can only bring to you guys. You'll understand it.
I feel like if I
took it publicly, people would just be like, so sad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
to
sit
pain.
Front row,
yeah.
man. But I can't drink beer at the games.
I'd rather be 10 rows back and have a beer.
Yeah, so I crushed one during halftime at the game. That's all I could do, though.
We were in the absolute last row of the arena for the Michigan State game, and we were able to drink beer there.
There you go. So you can sit in the last row.
Sit in the very last row.
Now, that seems like a sports equality thing because you can get beer in South Stands. And if you're sitting in Block... Actually, I've never sat in Block O since they've had beer, so I don't know if...
Oh, so you're saying students, the football game...
football, they
yeah,
can,
you
they
can.
Bring beer.
You can.
They do sell beer at in South Stand, so...
Oh, my God.
That
Hold on. Are you telling me that Ohio State University
favors
football over basketball?
It's a recent development.
What?
Yeah.
Shocking. Just in.
Since Thad retired, yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's when the switch was flipped. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much. I hope everyone listening comes down on Tuesday. It'll be a fun night. Like I said, as I've been promoting on my own podcast, even if you don't like me, even if you don't want to support my beer, even if you don't, just come down, have some beer with other people, and watch Ohio State play Michigan. That's the sell. Like, at the very worst, you're watching Ohio State basketball with some other people. And then if you're someone who finds me interesting, I'll be here. If you want to try the new Club Trill beer, it'll be here. So it can only go up.
Hanging out with people.
Even if you're a hater, even if you're one of the people that just wants to hate on me, it's okay. We'll still have fun. You can still come here.
It's January in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. There's not much else going on.
This is a perfect excuse to leave your house.
Leave your house
just
on
drink beer and watch sports.
Middle of the week.
Sounds like a win.
That's
kind of what Walt and I's goal all along starting the brewery was. It's sports and beer. We'll just get out of the house and
equation.
We'll do it. So, if you're into podcasts, we got another podcast for you. Obviously, all of you folks out there, the millions of you that listen to Beers with the Brewers, check out Mark's podcast, One Shining Podcast.
Please do. We're having fun talking about college basketball. But that's just the starting. That's the jumping off point. And then we end up talking about some very absurd stuff that, it's not really a college basketball podcast. It's the meat and potatoes. But the side dishes are a lot of fun, and they get a little crazy. So
you might get a chili one day.
Yeah, might get a chili. Throw a chili
awesome.
In there. There you go. So thanks, guys. This was fun. See you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Walt. And other Mark this week.
Yeah. Chicken Mark.
And make sure if you're down here next Tuesday,
Hey, I'll be here. And, you know, everybody look for this beer coming out. It'll be available widely in stores around Columbus, your grocery stores, usual retail outlets. And as mentioned, down at the Shot while you're watching that basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tip your bartenders.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mark, what you got over there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh,
seven,
yeah, nice. Sound like a pro.
8, 9. That's what I
all
do.
All the way. Yeah. All the way.
I can count all the way to 9.